It's the pre-match warm-up as we look ahead to Brighton at home this weekend. Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap. I've got Claire Brookfield, Grace Mealy and Neil Atkinson all in front of me. We will, of course, get the opposition view a little bit later in the show. But, Neil, it genuinely feels like there's been shorter gaps between seasons than the one the Reds have just had. I don't know about you, I'm just looking forward to watching the Reds play footy again.
First and foremost, yes. Yes to a full Premier League weekend, but also yes to Liverpool playing, you know, playing a really significant game. And a game that I think is going to be loaded with a fair bit of meaning in it all the way through. I think, you know, it's worth pointing out our opponents haven't played for this length of time either. They lost two fixtures in amongst this. You know, I think these are sides that are now, I wouldn't have said this about Brighton, obviously, 6 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, but sides that are now, I've got little question marks sort of hanging over them in different ways. And I am just really excited about being back in Anfield. You think about the fact that we haven't had a league game at Anfield since the Newcastle win. That's how long ago that was. And
unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It is absolutely staggering. Like, I've changed wardrobe in the length of time between Liverpool's league and two home league games. And, you know, within all of this, we're just going to end up, I think it's just going to feel great. It's going to feel like taking off tight shoes, getting back into Anfield on Saturday. And I'm really looking forward to it, start to finish. And I'm looking forward to the fact that I also just think it's going to be a really good football match as well.
Grace, do you think the manager will have welcomed the break to some degree? Now, Neil just kind of outlined there, you know, since we've last played a league game at home, it was Newcastle. We have the fixture against Everton. Then there's nothing apart from the two Champions League games. Now, he probably hasn't had loads of time on the training pitch because they all go off for the international break, but he does have that week between the two Champions League games. Do you think he will have been able to do a little bit of stuff with them on the training pitch just to almost, if you like, reset a little bit? Because we can't get away from the fact it's not been a great start to the season so far.